The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite the children to come on forward.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Make sure that everyone gets waved. There you are. Thank you, Grandpa. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good morning. And how may I serve you today? You would like some chicken nuggets. All right, it's going to take me a little bit, but maybe I could do that for you, all right? Anything that I can get for you, anything that I, how is it that I might serve you? Do you need me to polish your shoes? Do you need me to wash your clothes? Do you need me to do anything? Can you get some water? Yes, all right. Down the stairs, around the corner, and there's a refrigerator, and there's some water. I'll get it. No. Service. This is what Jesus is calling us to. Now, most of us don't need the whole, you know, tray and the towel, right? But service, being willing to find some chicken nuggets or some water or to polish shoes or to wash clothes or to help carry bags of groceries or whatever it is. Those are the kinds of things that we are called to do for each other. In the gospel story I just read, James and John, they wanted to be big shots. They wanted to be the ones in charge, sitting behind the desk saying, do this, do that. And Jesus says, no, we're supposed to be the ones saying, how can I help you? What can I do for you? Is there some way that I can assist you? Because that shares God's love. Standing up and being all big and important doesn't really do too much about sharing God's love. Helping people, serving people, being willing to roll up your sleeves and do something for them. That is where we are called. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for living a life that shows us how to serve one another. You never wanted to be a big shot, and we're always willing to help. Be with us so that we might live our life like you. We thank you for today, Lord. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you.